9001, we budgeted $1,300 for a water pump. In the past, you've never known, did we buy it? How much did we spend on it? This year, I've booked an entry, and you can see that we've spent $1,283 to buy the pump. So we're under budget on that, but that'll give you at any time know where we are in our capital improvement program, especially the ones that are ongoing, like the sewer plant expansion. We budgeted $50,000, and year-to-date, we've spent $4,000. That's account 9012. So at any one time, you're good to know how much we've spent. I think that's a good management tool for the board to know where we are on capital improvement projects.
I'm glad that you talked about last year why the numbers didn't line exactly, or they didn't foot properly. Excuse me, I lost my accounting. Is that because of the billing cycle problem we had?
Yeah, well, the computer program had a glitch that they fixed, and also working with Carlos, he's helped me set it up so that it's still the bottom line, generally accepted accounting principles, but we've made it more of a management tool. So if he were to take the statement, he would just have to totally redesign it for, to put it in a financial statement format. But for your purposes, it's a management tool, and we could have these accounts this way. So that's why I put them there, because I thought it was necessary for everybody to know exactly what we spent and where we're going. The Montecito Verde Fund, we had about $9,000 in it at the end of last year, and because everybody is taking care of that matter with the agreements and putting things on the property tax roll, that money was transferred into the sewer department, because the sewer department is the one that pays for the connections originally. So that fund is no longer there. But otherwise, we've been doing quite well. I think we've over-budgeted it. Or we've gone over budget in a few areas, but they're completely wonderful.
All those agreements have been executed, too, with the Montecito Verde, right?
Right.
Payment schedules are...
Right,
starting,
we'll start
like
seeing payments coming in next month, and people start paying their taxes.
Okay.
But I'll take any questions anybody has about anything specific, but those are just the highlights of what's different from last year.
What about just... second on the consulting costs. I noticed you made a note in here, I believe.
What happened is we contracted with Boyle Engineering last spring to do the sewer water master plan.
Right.
And at the budget time, I guess I had the idea that we would have it all paid for by the end of the fiscal year, which we didn't.
Oh.
And we didn't carry that budget figure over. So I guess basically what's happening is we've gone over budget in that area, and that would be one that we would draw from our reserves, which we've over budgeted our transfer from the group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But last year's real expenses were less than.
Exactly. So the net effect in 2 years would net itself out.
Gotcha.
And the project, I believe, we only have, I think, $1,000 more.
Yeah, the funds were not encumbered, but I don't think we have a mechanism to encumber funds.
Okay. Any questions by board members?
What's compensated absences payable? $11,865.
That is the entry that the auditors book. As employees work each month, they accrue vacation and sick time.
Yeah.
And that'll be just an entry that will be adjusted once a year.
Okay, one other one. On the thing we had in June, on the cash held in trust for assessment district 93-1,
mm-hmm.
it says $563,308.
Mm-hmm.
Then on this one it says assessment district 93-1. Is that the same thing?
Yes, basically it is.
Okay, it's $68,000 difference. Where'd
that's
that go?
Because he had a bond interest and principal payment due on September 30th.
Yeah, but I thought this was excess. It's in there to...
Well, that money it's designated. There's the improvement portion of it. There's the redemption portion, the reserve portion, and move portion. See, it's all commingled together, but I have it broken out on my paper, each one. And tax money came in, and we were holding it in trust, and then we had a bond interest.
Okay. But in other words, this whole half million bucks just isn't supposed to be there. And I thought this was the money that was like left over after the whole thing, and it's like held in trust.
Well, that is the whole thing that's left over, but the bond redemption agreement says you have to hold X number of dollars in reserve for people who don't pay their assessment, and then we draw on that reserve to pay for the
bond. Now, is that going to get paid back, though?
Eventually, when they pay their property taxes, but by law, we have to have an allotment of reserve.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that will come back up to this figure then.
Yeah, and when the bond is totally paid off and we still have the reserve, there's no reason to have the reserve, then that will get reverted back to the property owner.
He's asking if that number is going to be 560, though.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh. It's all done.
It should be about...
I had it before was that you hold this like for 2 years, and then after 2 years you can either distribute it, do something with it.
The construction portion,
okay.
Not the other portion.
Well, is that the construction portion?
The construction portion is approximately $150,000 less than the figure.
Well, I'm just...
I understand your insistence.
No, I've been watching that because it disappeared by $68,000, and I thought, well, every year it depreciates by $68,000, there's going to be nothing left.
Well, you know what I ought to do is when I give you the assessment district total, I ought to break it down further for you by improvement, redemption, reserve, and inlay, and then that would explain the changes. You'll notice that the only changes you'll be seeing will be in the redemption fund. When the property taxes come in and then we make a payment, that right now that's the only part of that that's fluctuating.
Well, do we invest that money so that it's drawn some kind of interest?
Returning interest at the local agency investment.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, and this right now, the interest allocated to the assessment district for the first quarter was allocated.
And then one other thing, distributed capital right away, what was that? $31,000.
That was the value assigned to all of the right-of-ways that the district acquired for Summit Station that were given.
Oh, that's everybody's. Oh, okay. I just wondered if we had to buy something someplace.
No. That was the value of the credit.
Because I know I can't read these things, so I just figure out I'll ask some kind of question. Okay. No, thank you.
Katie, Al, or Alex?
You know, it's very comprehensive, certainly.
Yeah, it is. It's very comprehensive. Any questions or concerns by the audience? Ask the board or staff?
What happened to the air conditioner?
Turn off.
It's getting warmer.
Yeah.
We're shaking power.
Okay, so that was really just some information on that. Is there anything you want to add or subtract, Mr. Jones?
No.
Besides?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa, for the report. Appreciate it. Item number 7, then, is the approval of warrants. I just handed to us this evening. It was one of the ones sitting in our seats.
The truck has arrived.
Good.
Who gets it?
What color is it? White?
Well, he and Lee.
Roger?
Roger. Whoever driving the old one.
It's a high card. It's a high card. Or what?
That's a pretty light month, actually. There you go. All right. If everyone's had a moment to review the bills, anyone would like to ask us questions about what our bills are?
I have one question. I just wondered if that TAS, is that a utility billing or updates for your stuff across for updates?
It's the annual maintenance agreement for updates and technical support.
That's been going on since we got TAS, right? Okay, you use it pretty frequently. Wouldn't want to go cold turkey on this agreement.
It says Nipomo Mobile. That's a fuel?
Yes.
Diesel?
Yeah, for the vehicle.
And diesel for the backhoe.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no further questions. Chair will entertain a motion to approve the warrants.
Make a motion to approve the warrants.
Okay, do I have a second?
A second.
A motion by Director Blair and a second by Director Mendoza. All directors in favor of approving the warrants, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, nobody's opposed. Item 7 is passed unanimously. Item number 8 is the manager's report. Mr. Jones?
Yeah, Mr. President, you have enclosed a flyer from the Environmental Protection Agency noticing he needs to discuss environmental regulations. The closest one to our area would be Bakersfield, which would be held on November 2nd if any of the board members wish to attend it. Also, in your packet is the, just received two copies of the California Transportation Plan. This is the device that's come down from the state of California. I've listed the table of contents in there at the board, and the board members wishing to look through the document. It's available. the next one is the San Francisco County Water Advisory Committee meeting. The committee invited us to come up and explain what the district's doing here on AB 3030. Also, with that, they handed out the rainfall reservoir of the state of California. And also, I ran across the California Water News, which indicated the 1995 was the second wettest year in California. So all water tables and everything else should be quite high.
Yeah. Reservoirs are still high. All of them are over 7 or 8%.
And then a couple of just other things is the casing is being put across, or probably it's finished being put across the new bridge over the freeway.
Right.
If you drive by, you can see this kind of red casing. And they're probably installing the pipe. I think the contractor will start covering the thing, so if you want to take a look at it, you'll look at it tomorrow. You can come down and they'll probably start putting forms on and start getting ready to pour the decking on it. So. And then you have a copy of the Napomo newsletter, which will probably go out next week, just for the board's information. And also in it is a brief publication of the district's budget synopsis.
It didn't change any since the draft you floated to us a few weeks ago. It's got color now.
I'll make a comment on that advisory meeting. Can I do that in this section?
Board member.
Okay. One of the things they brought up is the county has this draft outline of something called the South County Water Master Plan Update for Water.
For the whole county.
For the whole county. And when you get over here to item 7, and this is what I asked them about. Future water supply resources, Nacimiento, Salinas Reservoir, small water storage projects. They got a whole bunch of stuff on here. And I asked the guy, I said, what have you got for Napomo? And he says, I'm from Atascadero. I said, that doesn't do me a whole heck of a lot of good. What have you got for Napomo? And they really didn't have anything for Napomo, I don't think. And if it gets back to what I've been harping on, if they're going to have a master water plan, I think we got to go up there and something and get involved in this thing so that we get included in something in this master water plan. It doesn't seem like we figure we're either too far south or just letting the Napomo take care of itself. I don't know what their plan is, but it doesn't seem like there's much for us in their little plan. And
Well, they haven't named them by community, they've named them by project.
Right, but there's nothing in those projects will come to Napomo, that's what
right.
I'm saying.
Because a large part of that, I think, is because we are the southernmost.
Right.
Capstone right there, a lot of those are economically not feasible.
Right, and they don't seem to be taking that into at least the way I looked at it was, they really weren't taking it into consideration, or I don't think anybody's ever asked them, what have you got for Napomo? What do you think, Doug? I mean, they
Their water resources for Napomo are somewhat limited to the groundwater basin or the state water project. But the state
right.
water project's out the window, and so you just have the groundwater basin to rely on, and supplemental water to go out and find it. But then you need a conduit to bring it over here.
Yeah, so I think we've got to make them aware of that.
Or maybe just put in there reclaimed water using the South County Sanitation for possible water source and diesel.
You'll find things in the general plan updates along the lines of, you know, the Como area growth and expected increase in number percentage over the next 20 years for the population estimate. And then they'll say things like, you know, supplemental water supply will be needed by, most likely be needed by this year, but they don't define it in the it's going to be up to find that. Find that supply.
And one thing, we're looking at the aspect since, you know, our field staff is getting overwhelmed by recurring services of going to contracting some areas of service, such as Thompson Road Estates and Folker Oaks, where the meters are right in the sidewalk, already concreted in, and maybe pulling the copper, and I'd be expeditious of going out and just have a contract to do those two areas, roughly around 150 services, which will be coming back to the board at a later time.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah, it is. It's all expensive, whether they do it or we do it.
All right.
How many gallons
do you need to do to get the job?
$825,900.
Is that anything important, that Environmental Protection Agency meeting? What's that about?
EPA?
EPA, yeah.
Not that I know of. I mean, if they're just coming out with regulations upon regulations upon regulations. I just have a problem.
Anything else?
No, that's all. That's present.
Any questions, my board members? Any inputs from public audience on the manager's report? Okay. And that wraps up item number 8. Item number 9 is director's comments.
What do you think, Kate? This place for the comments so far? This is it?
Okay.
Okay.
I just might mention that Senator Representative O'Connor's meeting on Friday. You have a brochure in front of you. And there's another information brochure on the Department of Interior meeting in San Francisco Wednesday, October 25th. If you're interested in going, it's on your desk underneath the newsletter for information.
Yeah, I told Lisa earlier I won't be able to attend on Friday night
Pretend
like I didn't say that.
I'm paying for my own, so. There you go.
Buddy Newton, C-Strand. You have stuff to be. Okay. Public comments.
Oh, hey, wait. We got a manager's report here. Or the director's comment.
Oh, okay.
Katie and I have a little director's comment. How many Costco cards have we got, really?
I got one. Every director's got one.
Does the staff get them, too?
Yeah, we buy things at Costco for
the district. No, I don't mean for the district. I mean, do other staff members have besides?
I have one.
That's a perk. Don't knock it.
I'm going to knock it. I'm going to make it. No,
he's pulling a Blakely on
it. No, yeah.
He's getting righteous.
Yeah, I'm getting righteous on it. But when I first saw that, I'd kind of like to make a motion that we get rid of that. Now, whether it's going to pass the board or not, I don't think the board... If we have one for the district, that's one thing. But for the rest of us...
The district cannot have one. An individual district has to have one.
Well, then you could have one for the district. That's, you know... But I don't think we all need one for the district. I'm not going to get down there and buy something for the district. That's your job. And...
Bring us an expense. Can you bring us an expense comparison on this thing? How much it
costs? It's what, $18 or $25 a year? $35 a year?
Oh, you mean a card?
Yeah.
Each one is...
$15.
Yeah, each card costs
$15. Yeah. Well, I mean, if we're looking for money for the... I would much rather put the money into joining the local...
We've done that.
Why not? Well, then let's just budget this money. I just don't feel comfortable with this. I really don't. I don't think that...
You don't have to accept it.
I didn't, and Katie didn't either.
I just like to bring it to a vote of the board. Can we do that? And if we get unvoted, we can.
Right. You could take a vote tonight to put it on the next agenda for consideration. You could not take a vote.
So I'll make a motion that we.
Oh, we can just, we don't even need a motion. But
our president can direct it too.
Right. Let's direct Steph to put that on the agenda for the next meeting.
There you go. And
you guys can run your campaign next year on that.
No, but that way my conscience will be clear and be on public record that we voted against it. If you guys want to vote against it, fine. If you don't want to vote against it, that's fine too.
Okay.
I will put it on next thing.
All right. Let's do that. And, public comment period.
Can I just comment on that one?
Sure.
I mean, there's no situation within. But I used to work with Frank Alcott, who was the city manager of Palm Springs when I was down there. And he was one of the top managers. He went over to the San Diego County as the chief administrative officer. And I went down there many years ago for an interview. And the interview lasted maybe 2 minutes. They asked me one question. I asked them three questions. And I got out and I said, well, I'll just go see Frank. I called him up. And, of course, they had the person already picked out in their administrative. I mean, San Diego County had the person picked out for the one, and they were just going through the process. It was real obvious. And I went up and I chatted with him briefly. And he says his biggest problem down there with his board of supervisors is they're fighting each other, and they're arguing over one supervisor had a different desk in his office than the other supervisor. In San Diego County.
Oh, and what about this guy Dan? We don't do anything. Have staff send him a letter?
I haven't done anything with that yet. Now I wanted a copy of that agreement as soon as, whenever we can dig that up.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll send him something.
Because it's a 1990 agreement, and frankly, I forgot what it said.
I wasn't here in that, so I don't really know.
I'll draft up something for you. Your
signature. Okay, so we're going to do that.
Okay. Any other public comments? Okay. Mr. Seitz, so does the board need to go to closed session?
Yes, we do. Tonight we'll be going to closed session to discuss two topics under anticipated litigation and one topic under existing litigation, and that one is Cecil versus Informal Community Service District, which is a small claims action. It's court number 85775.
Okay, thank you for that summary. With that, the public portion of the meeting is closed. We're going to go into closed session.